In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rams Sparta means WHCO.
Hi, folks, on the go, it's 1230. Oh,
it's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO.
Real Country 1230 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with Kathy from the Marissa Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing out there? Somebody should call in.
Call in and just tell us how they're doing.
Hopefully, I've got an answer if they call in and ask a question.
So, just briefly, kind of what do we have to talk about today?
Well, I'm kind of excited about the high school. They, the basketball team, did a Cesar Holiday tournament, and they placed second. So they got a trophy for coming in second place. And then this Friday, we're having military appreciation with the... what's military in Marissa?
VFW, the
American Legion. Yeah, the American Legion. So that will be a crowded game, but everybody should come out. It starts at 6:15. That's the varsity game. And then they will do the military appreciation at halftime.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk about some stuff that's going to be going on around Marissa. We'll do that here on the People Speak right after this. And welcome back to The People Speak. This is Jeff talking today with Kathy Wright from the Marissa Chamber of Commerce. And got some events going on and different things. It's cold this time of year, but still lots of indoor type of activities and things going on as well, I'm sure.
That's correct. We're going to have our annual dinner on January the 26th. And this year it's going to be a murder mystery. It's Alice in Wonderland, and we've got a lot of fun things planned. It's only $20 a person this year, and you RSVP by January the 19th, and it's to Debbie Smith, and her phone number is 618-980-7722. So we hope to see you there. It's going to be a fun evening.
Those are always fun. That sounds like a fun topic, fun theme, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in it. So you can come to see me.
There you go. If anything, just come see that, right?
Yeah. It'll be funny, though. My husband's going to be the bunny, the rabbit, and I'm the maid, and there's several other characters, but I can't think of all their names.
Right. The hare or the bunny would be the one for me because he's always running late, you know.
And that's not my husband at all.
But... So what kind of other, you mentioned the military.
The military appreciation basketball game is January the 4th, and the JV starts at 6:15, and they're playing against New Athens, so it will be packed, so you need to get there early. And the basketball team also won the Cesar Holiday tournament. They came in second place, so we're real proud of them this year.
Okay. All right. What else we got going on? We got the dinner, and then.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody who contributed. Well, Pam Baker and I would like to thank everybody that contributed to the food pantry. We had lots of people give donations and food over the Christmas holiday, so we appreciate that. And you can donate to the food pantry over the year. It doesn't just have to be at Christmas. At our food mart in Marissa, Gail puts out bags, so you can actually just buy a bag It's already got the tag on it and everything, so you just tell them that you want to buy a grocery bag. So and they're either $5 or $10. So you don't have to go out and shop for the stuff. All you have to do is pick the bag up at the checkout, and she'll check it out for you. So that's helped us a lot, too.
Makes it a lot easier and probably does a little better, too, because people really don't – I mean, they don't mind giving, but it's like, I don't want to have to go out and
pick things out. Yeah, so it works out really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's ongoing then, or
that's all year. Yeah, that's all year round. She has bags sitting out there, and if you want to contribute to the food pantry, we're open the first and the third Tuesday of every month, and we're open from 9 to 10:30. And anybody that actually needs help too, you can come in, you know, those hours, and we can sign you up. And all you have to produce is your driver's license and some piece of mail stating that you actually live in Marissa.
Okay.
And we do this for Lindsberg people, too. So it's been a good program for us.
Okay. Right, so, yeah, those programs are always helpful because, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, struggle and this
just can't make it from paycheck to paycheck, so that's some help to them.
Yeah, those paychecks just don't stretch like they used to.
That's for sure. Then the other thing that we've got coming up when we're talking about stretching, we have May the 4th, we have our annual yard sale, and you pay $5 to get your name on the map, and then we give out the maps at the four-way stop where we sell the Krispy Kreme donuts, so that's always a big hit too.
And that when is that then?
May the 4th.
May the 4th.
So first Saturday in May.
Still a little, I mean, a little ways off, but yet it's...
Yeah, a little ways off, but if you're going to plan things ahead, and if you're going to be in the yard sale, you want to plan ahead and not have something else on that date.
That is true.
So it's always the first Saturday in May and the first Saturday in October.
Okay. All right. I was looking here on the website. It's about a baseball trivia night. Coming up, too, on the 19th.
Oh, yeah, that is coming up.
The Southern Illinois Hurricanes baseball?
Yes.
And that, Saturday, January 19th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Trivia nights are always fun.
Yeah, trivia nights are fun. I just go to eat, though. I don't do the trivia.
it's actually more fun to listen to some of the, you know, watch some of the other people, you know, come, you know, why do they know this stuff? You know?
Absolutely.
But so let's see, the yard sale is May 4th.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I mean you know, people are like me, you know, it's like kind of start setting stuff aside that you want to put in it now, and
absolutely,
and by the time you get there, you don't have to rush at the last minute and say, oh, I've got to get all this stuff together for the yard sale. It's already all put together, and I guess you just set it out,
start early, mark things, and have them ready to go.
And I've been over several years in a row to Marissa's yard sales that they have, the townwide ones, and, you know, you get good participation from it.
We do. We usually have between 40 and 50 people participating, so it's worth your while to come over. Mm-hmm. And we give everybody a sign, so, and on the map there's a number, so everybody has a number, and so it's easy to find them on the streets, too.
I always like one of those, because you can pick up some really good deals. I mean,
somebody's trash is somebody's treasure.
Exactly, you know. Well, I've got lots of things. I mean, items that are in good condition and that, but it's like, I don't use it. You know, I haven't touched it in years. It's like, you know, why do I keep it around? You know, I just put it out there and see if someone else wants to, you know, pick it up and use it.
Absolutely. So,
and we were talking about some of the things coming up, the Military Appreciation Night, which will be this weekend.
Yes, January the 4th.
Coming up, so we definitely...
The basketball game.
Get that on your calendar now.
And it's, again, they're playing against New Athens, so it will be a packed house.
So, like you said, get there early, because even parking, I'm sure, will be at a premium. So, and, of course, then
we have our annual dinner.
Annual dinner.
And that's January the 26th. Social hours at 6 o'clock, dinner's at 7, and this year we're going $20 a person, so it's a great dinner, and we're having a murder mystery, Alice in Wonderland. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there'll be games to play. Chelsea Demange is in charge of the games and stuff, and she's got a lot of fun things planned, and it relates to Alice in Wonderland, so it'll be a great time.
Okay.
And your RSVP is by January the 19th, and Debbie Smith is the one to call, and she's at 618-980-7722. And all the public is welcome. This just isn't something for chamber members. We put this on so that people can have a good time. So we're always looking for the community to come and be present at these things.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, I mean, it's being put on for the public and to, you know, allow people to participate and get involved and have fun.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, I mean, if you put it on, nobody. If you throw a party and nobody comes, you don't keep throwing the party, you know. So you want
to. That's
keep
right. We don't want to. We're not going to keep throwing the party if people don't come. And we've got it's at the bullpen, so we've got a great dinner.
Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, the theme. I like that. I mean, you know, I might even have to consider that just for that
there you
theme
go.
Alone.
That
sounds like. But you know, Alice in Wonderland. There's a lot of variations you can. You can put on that, you know, different characters, a lot of different characters, a lot of different, that. It kind of makes you wonder, it's like, well, what are they going to do with that, you know, if it's a murder mystery, you know? Or...
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And since it is the murder mystery, it's going to be over early, so if you've got somewhere else to go that night, you can still go that night. Dinner's at 7, the murder mystery will be in part, so we should be out of there by 9 o'clock anyhow.
Okay.
So it won't be a long night.
We mentioned coming up on the 19th, they've got the Southern Illinois Hurricanes baseball trivia night, and trivia nights always seem to draw a pretty good crowd, too.
Yes, they do.
And that will be the 19th, starting at 7 p.m. Doors will open at 6, and that's at the Marissa Township Building. And where's that located, the Township Building?
It's right by the water tower.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's coming up as well. How did things go, over, I guess, over the past year with the chamber, in your opinion?
We did well. We had the golf tournament, and we had the 2 yard sales, and we did the Toast of Marissa. That went over well. So we were a little down in attendance, but it was a little cool outside, too. So, yeah, but everything went over well this year. Mm-hmm. We did a good job.
What I always said I liked about the Toast and Marissa, too, even if it's a little cool, you know, we always have that nice big fire.
Yeah, we do. And so. We had extra fire pits this year, so we had like 3 fire pits, so it was great.
So you can always go over there and warm up. And
right.
And
we had a lot of nice vendors this year, too, so I was pleased with the vendors that I got.
And several of them offer warm drinks, hot cocoa, coffee,
right.
You know, hot cider, and things like that. So
it was good.
So and that's always in November, right?
It's always the second Saturday in November, yes. And it was our 10th anniversary.
So 10 years.
10 years we've been doing that, yeah.
So the outlook for this year?
The outlook for this year is the 2 yard sales, the golf tournament, and the Toast of Marissa. And we're going to try to add a few other things just to do something different.
Okay.
So if anybody's got any ideas, you can come to the chamber meetings. The chamber meetings are open to the public, and they're always the third Thursday of the month, and they're at 7 o'clock, and they're at the Chamber Building, which is located on Main Street.
Yeah, that's one thing I think a lot of people have a misconception. They think, oh, well, I don't belong to the chamber, or I don't own a business or anything like that. You know, I mean, there are people that just want to be involved, and, of course, your businesses, and that's the primary purpose of the chamber is to support local business.
Right.
But
as a matter of fact, I don't have a business and I do attend the meetings. So it's open. Yeah, it's open to the public. And you can be just, I'm a member. You can just be a member. You don't have to own like you're saying, you don't have to own a business to be there. So, yeah.
And it's fun to get involved with it and be a part of the activities going on in the town.
Yes.
I mean, you like the Toast of Marissa. Well, if you become a member of the chamber, then you can actually get involved in helping organize it and put it together and knowing what all is going to be going on with it.
We have a lot of people that help with the Toast of Marissa, which I would like to thank, and they are not chamber members. They're just kids out in the community that feel the chamber is a good, and that it's a good cause, and that they just show up and help with the Toast of Marissa, which is great.
So that one draws a pretty good crowd of volunteers then.
Yes, it does. And some people, all you got to do is ask them, and they'll come to your rescue. So
there's a lot. I mean, they say nobody wants to help anymore, but there's a lot of people that do want to help. But you know, sometimes, I mean, it's like me. You know, it's like I'm willing to help do lots of things, but it's like if I don't know that it's needed or something, I think, oh well, they probably got enough. It's like, well, you know, you tell them after the fact, it's like, oh, we could have used the help. Well, should have said before you needed the help or something. And so it's like, you know, of course the other side is too, you know, ask. I mean, if you're interested, go up and say, hey, you know, is there anything I could do to help? And I'm sure you could find something.
Right. And I have asked people in the community, and they've been very gracious and said, oh, I didn't know that that was going on, or, you know, I didn't know that that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you just have to ask. But if there's anybody out there that wants to volunteer, you can sure come and help.
True. All right. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our next break here, and we'll come back and wrap things up on The People Speak. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 WHCO, and we'll be back. And welcome back. Well, we're just about out of time, but we had Kathy today here with the Marissa Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, of course, the event coming up on this Friday night.
JV is at 6:15, and it will be at halftime that they have this military appreciation. We're playing against New Athens, so it will be a packed game, so get there early. And the basketball team, did win the Cesar Holiday Tournament. They came in second place.
All right.
So we're proud of them.
Kathy, thanks for being with us.
Okay.
For The People Speak, I'm Jeff.